Hey everyone, it's Scott Ferrioli from DVC-Rental and Buy and Sell DVC. We just want to wish you and your families a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Hey everyone, it's Scott from DVC-Rental.com. If you're planning on taking a Disney vacation, please make sure you check us out, as typically we can save you around 40 to 50% off of Disney's prices for the same exact Disney resorts. You're looking at resorts like Grand Floridian, Animal Kingdom, Bay Lake Tower, Beach Club, Boardwalk, Old Key West, Saratoga Springs, Wilderness Lodge, and Copper Creek. Again, that's DVC-Rental.com.
Hello, welcome to the DubDub Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik. And today's going to be another unique show. Last week, we heard from the 6th graders at Manteno Middle School as they read their scripts regarding the 90th birthday of Mickey Mouse. And they did a great job. They researched a bunch about Mickey's history and about Mickey's influences in the theme parks and his animators and voiceover actors, and they were just fantastic. But what we thought we'd do today is we recorded an entire class. Actually, we recorded 4 classrooms worth of content, but we're only going to play one. So today's show is essentially Mr. Van Swole, who is Tim Van Swole and a good friend of mine, myself, and the 6th grade students at Manteno Middle School with a classroom discussion regarding Mickey Mouse. So the audio picks me up loud because of my loud voice and because the microphone was centered right around me. And it's also set to a setting where it picks the kids up, but you'll find they're just a little more faint than I am. But still, the audio is very crisp and it's very clear, and we think you'll have fun. Now, before you listen to the show, we want to put an asterisk in front of the show and say that we firmly believe all the facts in the discussion today were correct. But if you've listened to any of our shows in the past, you know that I can get things wrong, and I probably have. So if you hear something that you know is incorrect, send me a message, no problem. Just know that when it was given to the students, it was given under the impression that everything was correct. Now, I will say that this was one of the most enjoyable days I've had as a podcast host. Mr. Van Swole, the team of Manteno Middle School, and all the classes, and there were 4 of them, of the 6th graders at social studies at the school, couldn't have been more polite, more respectful, more receptive, and more fun to talk to. This truly was a day that I had no expectations for, and actually, I was a little nervous going into the classroom. But I will honestly say that when I left there that day, I felt like $1 million, and I felt like the kids had a great time, and I couldn't have been more honored to be part of the process. So, without any further delay, we're going to start off essentially with the kids in the classroom, and you're going to hear a little bit of noise, and we're going to get right into the teaching, so there'll be no narration. You just go along with us with the story.
Okay, I wore red and black for the Arizona Cardinals.
All right. Hey, guys, just so you guys know, I heard you mention earlier, were you on the podcast? Okay, so just so you guys know, I'm recording everything right now. So I intend on making a show with every classroom. So when you say something back there, I'm going to hear you. And I'm going to hear you, and I'm going to hear you. So I'm going to try and make a show for every classroom. So you're all officially going to be on the podcast. So do you guys know what a podcast is?
Yeah.
You guys know what it is? Oh, man, you guys are way ahead of me then. Okay, so my name is Chris. Okay, Mr. Van Swole introduced me as Mr. Malik, and it's like completely old, and I'm not that old, at least I don't think so, all right? So my name is Chris, okay, so that's okay. I actually am a golf professional, believe it or not, and I do this for fun when I go home. So this is not my job, and I don't make a lot of money from this, it's just for fun. But what I do is I have 2 friends, and their name is Stacy and Pete, and when we go home to relax, we will talk about all things Disney. We will talk about the parks. Who's been to Walt Disney World before? Okay. Awesome. Who's been to Disneyland before in California? Okay. Who's never been to Walt Disney World? Okay. You'll have to change that at some point in your life. You'll have to ask your mom or dad, or you have to change that at some point in your life. So we talk about rides. We talk about the hotels. We talk about food. We talk about travel. We talk about Mickey Mouse. So I'm a good friend with Mr. Van Swole. I know him as Tim, okay? But Mr. Van Swole asked me and said, hey, Chris, do you want to come to my class and help out? And I was like, are you kidding me? This is what you guys talk about in sixth grade? When I was in sixth grade social studies, I was like asleep, all right? I was probably not a great student. This is awesome. And I'll tell you why it's cool, okay? Because like you're like, this is Mickey Mouse, and it's kind of like for kids, or it's like second graders or third graders. But Mickey Mouse has like a huge impact on American history. Things you guys would never even consider, like, do you know that Mickey Mouse appeared with every president except Lyndon Baines Johnson for the last 40 years in pictures? He actually took a picture with every president. No one can say that except for Mickey Mouse. When we were in World War II, it was really popular. Mickey Mouse was thought of as a representation of America. Everybody was Mickey Mouse. So in World War II, they painted him on the sides of American bombers. And to show you how times are different, Mickey Mouse appeared in comic strips and cartoons supporting America's war effort. So nowadays, they wouldn't even have that. Mickey Mouse only appears in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. But it's like studying a part of American history. So this is really awesome. I get rides, I get food, I get Mickey Mouse, I get a bunch of sixth graders. So when Mr. Van Swole asked me, I gotta admit, I was a little nervous. I was like, oh man, me with a bunch of sixth graders, this is not good. But you guys were awesome. At least the first group that had the podcast, that was awesome. So here's what I know, though. I know I don't know everything about Mickey Mouse. So you guys were all given a little part of the project, right? Like on his origins and comic books and stuff like that, correct? You guys all have stuff to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go and use you guys to help educate me. Okay, so I probably should have had Mr. Van Swole open the class up, but I just kind of ran with it. So I apologize, guys. But anyways, so just I wanted to show you a few pictures, if that's okay. Can I show you guys a few pictures of me here?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm a crazy Mickey Mouse dude, and I'm a crazy Florida dude. So I'm often at Walt Disney World. I got pictures of my kids with the big cheese, and that happens to be Dale, okay? You had a question earlier. Someone had a question. Who's your favorite chipmunk? Is it Chip or Dale? Mr. Van Swole, you got the mouse ears you can put on for us? Let's embarrass him for a little bit. All right. So we've got a hat on. How do you know if that's Chip or if that's Dale? How do you know? Uh-oh, I got a bunch of hands up. This is awesome. So go ahead and give me an answer.
The nose.
The nose. Okay, what about the nose?
One's red, one's black.
Okay.
I have something else to add.
All right, so one's red, one's black. Awesome. Which one is which? I'm going to give you something you'll never forget. I promise today. When you're an old timer, you remember
Chip
this.
Is red.
Chocolate chip.
Oh.
All right. Chocolate chip. So right now, what side is he on?
Chip.
All right. How about the Dale? What does Dale have?
Red.
You'll never forget it. All right. So if Chris leaves here today, you'll always remember that. I promise.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, I got pictures of me with Mickey. We're on vacation. I'm such a crazy guy that last year for Christmas, I decided I was going to go and... Here's me with Mickey. All right. The same shirt, practically. I decided to have a painting done of an attraction, and I'll probably have to find it for you guys. I happen to like Pirates of the Caribbean. Who's been to Walt Disney World and been on the Pirates of the Caribbean before? You guys like that ride?
Yeah.
Like that attraction? It's my favorite one. I had an artist go and make a painting, and then actually put my entire family in this painting. So when we're talking, I'll find it for you guys, and I'll show you. It's pretty cool. So anyways, let's start off with Mickey's origins, okay? How he started off. Who studied about how Mickey started off and how he was created? All right. Think of one really cool fact you can tell me about that. You must remember something. Think of one really cool fact. This, by the way, guys, this is called a digital external recorder. So I'm going to pick up her voice by getting a little closer because I won't hear that from back there. I'll give you some time to think about it. Who else has one really cool fact? Go ahead.
I can talk about that.
Go ahead.
Mickey Mouse was inspired by Walt Disney's pet mouse as a kid.
Oh, good. Good. Who else?
In Fantasia and Sorcerer's Apprentice, they rebooted Mickey Mouse to the Mickey Mouse that we know and love today.
He looks pretty similar, doesn't he? Go ahead.
Walt Disney World makes $175 million in just the movie accounts.
Whoa. Who's got something about Mickey's origins, about how he started off? Anybody else? Okay, I'll tell you something interesting. Do you know that Walt Disney, his first character wasn't Mickey Mouse? Right? What was his first character? Oh, man, a bunch of hands. I love it. Go ahead, give me, just shout it out.
Oswald.
Mr. Van Swole, you happen to have some Oswald ears? Look at this. All right, so what is Oswald? What kind of character? Shout it out. He's a lucky rabbit, right? Here's an interesting fact. So Walt created Oswald, and he had a partner, and the partner didn't treat Walt correct. And what he did was he actually ended up stealing the rights to Oswald and Oswald for himself. Okay? So Walt found out about it, and at that point, Oswald was owned by Universal. You ever hear of Universal Studios?
Yeah.
They owned Oswald. So Walt went to go and meet with the representatives of Universal to go and talk about how can we get Oswald back. And they said, well, we don't want to give him back to you. In fact, what happened is we hired all of your animators, and they're going to come work for us over at Universal. So Walt stuck with himself, his wife, and an animator named UB Iwerks. Okay? And that was the name of the guy. And they said, why don't you come work for us, Walt? And Walt was like, I'm not working for you guys. You stole my character. So he got on a train, and he went back from New York all the way back to Los Angeles. And he was so mad on the train, he just started a doodle. And he said, you know what? I'm going to beat him at their own game. I'm going to create my own character. And I'm going to take Oswald, who is a rabbit, and I'm going to make him a little fatter around the middle, a little bigger hands, and I'm going to make my own guy. And I'm going to call him Mortimer Mouse. That was the name of Mickey to start off with, was Mortimer Mouse. Good or bad?
Bad.
Terrible. Who decided to squash that?
His wife.
She says, no one's going to like Mortimer Mouse. Okay, so there's some rumors about why he got the name Mickey. It could be from a character named Mickey Rooney, who was a famous actor at that time. Go ahead.
I found that. I was going to tell you that, but I didn't know if that was a true fact.
It's true. So he made Mickey on a train back to Los Angeles. And that's the start. So, in fact, now there's been a change. And actually, Walt Disney again owns Oswald. But there was a long time where Oswald was owned by Universal, and it wasn't actually Disney property. So,
let's see if anybody remembers. I taught in my classes how they got Oswald, the rights to Oswald back. You know that?
I know it. Anybody else know it?
No. It was a trade. Anybody remember the trade we talked about? No? None of our football fans?
Oh.
Matthew?
Maybe like they traded like NBC or like the guys on NBC.
Yeah,
it's close.
NBC.
Really good.
Yeah.
Anybody have more details? You want me to?
Go ahead.
All right, so the ABC, who is owned by Disney, used to have the rights to Monday Night Football. So if you've ever watched Monday Night Football, it used to be on ABC. Well, then there's new contract negotiations, and NBC got the rights to Monday Night Football. Well, NBC is owned by Universal. So, but they still wanted the guy who was the main voice of Monday Night Football to be the voice of Monday Night Football on NBC. But he was under contract with Disney. So they actually, Disney negotiated for the rights. They gave Al Michaels, who is the voice of Monday Night Football, now he's Sunday Night Football, but he was going to be the voice of Monday Night Football, and they traded Al Michaels' contract to NBC for the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. So Al Michaels was literally traded for a cartoon.
For a cartoon character. All right, so who else has something around Mickey's start they like to talk about? Anybody? Go ahead.
Mickey was the first ever Disney character to talk.
Yes. That's great. Who else? Anybody? Okay, what else did we research? Mickey with the comic book. Oh, go ahead.
His first words were hot dogs.
Hot dogs, good. Do you know that was the first spoken word in a cartoon? Was hot dogs? Okay. What does he say at Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? What's the song? I know you guys are probably like, oh, that's not cool. That's not cool, Chris. Hot dog, hot dog, hot big, right? So think about that. Think of how old that is and how it comes back around. It's still being used today. Go ahead.
Well, I forgot it. Come back.
Okay. Anybody else? Go ahead.
He was first published, his comics were first published in UK and Italy.
Okay. Good. Very good. So we had some people talk about him in Italy, okay? Do you know that Mickey Mouse is not called Mickey Mouse in Italy? Okay. Oh, I see hands up. I see you guys did this one. I remember. So what is Mickey called in Italy? He's not Mickey Mouse. Go ahead.
Topolino.
All right. So it's weird. It doesn't even sound like Mickey Mouse, right? Here's even crazier information. When he made the comic, he didn't have the rights to do it. He just decided to do it. He was going to go and start the comic. And it wasn't like he had authorization or the rights from Walt Disney to do that. And he's super popular. So my Italian Mickey Mouses, what is the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse called in Italy? Rachel.
La Casa di Topolino.
La Casa di Topolino. It's Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. So have you guys talked about World War II history yet? Have you guys discussed that at all? No, not yet? All right, so this is the brief version of World War II history, so don't take it as fact because it might be mistaken. But on one side, you've got America, and you've got Great Britain, and you've got all these countries. And on the other side, you've got Japan, and you've got Italy, and you've got Germany. And they make up the Axis powers. And meanwhile, you've got Mickey Mouse over in Germany, where they're kind of enemies of America. And the ruler of Italy is a guy named Benito Mussolini. All right? His kids are enjoying Mickey Mouse. But he's like, Mickey Mouse? He goes, that represents America. I'm going to ban this. So in Italy, they actually banned Mickey Mouse in Italy. I don't know if I showed you guys this, because Mickey Mouse represents America. It's not true. It represents everybody in the world. But at that time, he represented America. We painted him on our bombers. We made comic books that represented Mickey for the war effort. So that just shows, nowadays, he's kind of confined to Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and the Disney Channel and the parks. But back then, he was used. He was like, you know, I use the word like the big cheese. He was like the big cheese. If there was ever representation of America, it was Mickey Mouse. It's pretty cool. Go ahead.
So when he said hot dogs, that was in the carnival kid. Why did it start with a K and not a C?
Oh, good. You know, I don't know that, but I read that too. That's really interesting.
And then, wasn't it episode 9, do you know?
What's your name?
Nolan.
I'm going to give you an assignment, and you have to report back to Mr. Van Swole. You have to let him know. You have to do the best research you can of why Carnival, the Carnival Kids, why that was started with a K. Okay? Because I'm going to use your information for the show, and I'm going to give you credit for it. All right? Can I give you 2 weeks for that before Christmas?
Yeah.
Mr. Van Swole, he's got a project.
All right.
Go ahead.
Don't they have, like, a big, like, don't they have a shop at, where is it at? Walt Disney. Like, of the family of Mickey Mouse.
Like Topolino?
Yeah.
I don't know if they have one or not. I wouldn't be surprised if they do. They probably have it at Epcot. Who's ever been to Epcot Center? Do you know what Epcot Center is like?
Yeah.
Or Epcot, I should say. Okay, someone describe Epcot to me. What is Epcot like? Go ahead, shout it out.
It's like a worldwide, like, yeah, it's like different, it's like small different little countries. And there's like rides where you like go through different countries and stuff.
Cool. It's got two parts. It's got the World Showcase, which has 11 countries and kind of displays cultures from around the world. And then it's got another part, which is called Future World East and Future World West, which has attractions, things like Test Track and Living Seas with Nemo and stuff like that. That's where they might have it, because they have an Italy pavilion over at Epcot. So, cool. Who else has a really cool fact they want to share with me from your information?
Well, I did, like, what he does for, like, at Disney, and every morning he has grand openings at Epcot.
Correct. How many outfits does Mickey Mouse have? Did I share this with you earlier today? Okay. So Mickey Mouse is not just the same outfit. He's not just Steamboat Willie Mickey, and he's not just the same red pants guy. He's got a bunch of different outfits. How many does he have?
Doesn't he have 136 at the Walt Disney Clubhouse?
More. How many?
I don't know how many, but I know there was a DM.
Okay, so let's take a guess. He's got more than 136. How many?
150.
How many?
176.
All of a sudden, you're like, really? This is in his closet? How many?
230.
Oh, my God.
Yeah? How many?
250. Oh, my
God. Yeah? All right. How many?
265.
How many?
304.
Over 290 outfits. All right? That's just because Mickey's got a costume for everything. He wants to go scuba diving, he's got a costume for that. He wants to go in space, he's got a costume for that. They've got to put him in all the costumes. So, who has ever taken a picture with Mickey Mouse?
Never, or has?
Who has, at some point? What was he wearing? What outfit was he wearing?
Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Okay, that's cool, with the hat and the robe.
Yeah.
Okay, really cool. Have you ever seen Fantasia?
I've seen the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Okay, that makes up a small portion of that movie, Fantasia. Okay, cool. What was he wearing?
Like jungle stuff.
Like a jungle outfit? Okay. What was he wearing?
Like a clown outfit.
Okay. Well, take those three and just think, he's got 290 of those, just like that. Pretty crazy. Who else has got some cool facts they want to share with me? Go ahead.
For a voice actor, the reason why Brett only recorded 20 episodes from 2010 to 2015 was because Wayne had already recorded 101 episodes before stopping.
So he had a whole body of work that was still out there and ready to be used, right? So someone had really cool information. I didn't know this. They shared it with me, and I was like, really? You can only voice Mickey Mouse when you're a person up to a certain age because your voice changes as you get older. Do you know how old you can be and then they stop recording Mickey Mouse? Do you know how old you can be?
I guess.
Take a guess. How old can you, what's the maximum age? So I'm 43 years old. Mr. Fanswole is 27. I'm 43. So... How old can you be to voice Mickey Mouse?
45.
Nope.
I don't know. I'm just going to take a random guess because it's what I saw in one of the other characters. 86.
Nope.
23.
Think about this. The voice has got to be really high-pitched.
Oh.
Right? Who could do a good Mickey imitation right now? Anybody? Mr. Van Swole, you got a Mickey imitation?
Yeah, you do.
Hey, you know?
Oh, boy! Right?
That's better than I can.
Right?
I think that's
good. Okay. How old? How old? What's the maximum age?
I was about to say 43.
40. After 40, you can't voice Mickey Mouse. But I got other interesting things, too, about that. So, let's say you want to be a character, okay? And right now, I'm 6 feet tall. And let's say I went to the parks and I said, I've been dying my entire life to play Mickey Mouse. They wouldn't even look at me because you have to be a certain height, minimum to maximum. Okay? Do you guys know that? He has to be a minimum height and a maximum height because every park, Mickey has to look the same inside the costumes. So you can't be my height. We're not going to be Mickey Mouse. We'll probably qualify for Goofy. And in real life, I'm probably pretty goofy. But Mr. Van Smoke could validate that. So, minimum height. Let me see here. Yeah, you stand up. You're probably, I'm just going to give you an approximation. Maybe I got 6 inches. So he's probably about 5'4". He's too tall. He can't play Mickey. Right? He's too tall. 4'8" to 5'2" is the maximum you can be to be Mickey Mouse. Because remember, you're going to wear shoes, and the shoes might give you a little lift, but he's too tall to play Mickey, so I'm sorry to squash your dreams already. You can't be Mickey. I apologize. Maybe Goofy in your career, just like me. Okay? So that's pretty cool. Who else has got some cool facts?
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Minnie and Mickey Mouse, you have to be the same size.
You know what? That's a great question. I don't have the answer for that. I would imagine you have to be similar. Minnie might even need to be a little shorter. Yeah, go ahead.
Mickey was upgraded a collar in 1935.
Oh, that's great. So, tell me more about that. So, he was upgraded a collar. What's the interesting information about that?
I just saw it as a fact on the website that he was upgraded a collar in 1935.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you something. There's a process they use, and you might see it on TV, and it's called Technicolor. Have you ever seen that term called Technicolor? Okay, it's a term. It's like a television term. Do you guys know that Walt Disney owned the patent for Technicolor, which meant when he produced the first color cartoon, nobody else in the world can make a color cartoon? He lost the patent, of course, or they developed other methods. But for a while, he was the only person capable of making color cartoons. Talk about like an advantage on your competition, right? They're making black and white Steamboat Willie, and you've got the world of color. It's pretty cool. Anybody else? Yeah.
Donald Duck is more popular in Sweden than England.
Oh, that was a really cool piece, right? Yeah. Who can do a Donald Duck? Anybody got a Donald Duck they can do? Anybody? That's a tough one. Anybody? Come on. Nobody? Nobody? All right. Another fact. Somebody else.
I don't know if it's, like, really true, but when I was trying to find a website for Mickey in different countries, I saw that Donald Duck was, like, one of the kings in Germany.
Hmm. That's interesting. Interesting. I don't know if that's true or not, but I like hearing those random facts, too. So, anybody else?
He was in a... They made a James Bond.
Right? He was like a spy at that point?
Yeah.
So why do you think they did that? Why do you think they made him do something like that?
Because James Bond was really popular at that time.
Yeah, yeah. So, and Mickey could represent anybody. Remember, how many offices you got?
290.
Look, so you're going to leave here today. You're going to go home and talk to your parents. You're going to tell them 290, and you're going to tell them how to identify Chip and Dale, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Anybody else?
Mickey Mouse about be out Santa Claus.
I'm sorry.
Mickey Mouse almost beat out Santa Claus in popularity.
Oh, you're right. So I have a bunch of trivia questions here I was going to hit you guys up with. And I've got some, well, you guys saw my bag of suckers there, right? Mm-hmm. So that was one of my questions. And so now I can't ask that question, so that's okay. So let me find the question for you guys. Mickey Mouse is said to be more recognizable around the globe than Santa Claus. How about that? Well, think about why that would be. What would be the reason for that? This would make sense. Think about this. Go ahead.
Maybe because Santa Claus is only like recognized during a certain time of year, while Christmas is like all
season. Good. Good speculation. That's good. Why else?
Because Mickey is a mouse and Santa is a person.
Okay. Okay.
He's not all countries that like Santa Claus.
Yes. Think about that. Santa's costume and Santa's outfit, it's different for every country, right? So Santa doesn't look the same in Norway than he does over in America, than he might over in Japan. But Mickey looks the same everywhere, right? All right. Anybody else with a cool fact?
Mickey and Minnie never got married on TV.
It's true. But I got information for you guys. So Walt Disney admitted that Mickey and Minnie, in his mind, were married. But they didn't live in the same house. They had different houses. And that helped because when they had a theme park, they were also allowed to have Mickey's Cottage and Minnie's Cottage, so they were separate. But they were married. And I actually have that as fact that Walt, in his mind, had Mickey and Minnie being married. Anybody else? Yes.
In Italian, Mickey's friend has a different name except for Pluto. Pluto stays Pluto, and Minnie is spelled M-I-N-N-I.
Wonderful. So, of course, I'm going to take me a second here to find this for you. I've got something interesting. Can I read you guys a piece here from this book?
Yeah.
About Pluto, okay? And I apologize if I'm not a great reader. You guys are all, I heard you speaking earlier, you're better than me, so give me a second here. Okay, Mickey and Minnie produced their first offspring. You know what offspring is? Child. But it's not true. Listen. In 1930, in a cartoon called The Chain Gang, Mickey is a fugitive pursued by a pair of forlorn bloodhounds who escape their leashes and end up in jail with the mouse. One of these dogs would appear again as Minnie's pet, Rover, before getting a new name and a lasting identity as Mickey's faithful companion in The Mouse Hunt. This time, the dog was called Pluto, for the ninth planet, which was newly discovered 1 year before that cartoon's release in 1931. So Pluto started off as a bloodhound chasing Mickey Mouse in a cartoon earlier. Is that crazy? Soon after, a tall, vest-wearing canine What's canine?
Dog.
Dog. All right, so this is going to be a great question because people never know the answer to this. Named Dippy Dog arrived in Mickey's review. Who's a tall canine in Mickey's group of friends? Start it off.
Goofy.
All right. That's been like a question everyone wants to know. What is Goofy? Mr. Van Swole, what is Goofy? Besides, what would you think besides a dog? Give me other characters.
I've always just thought of him as a dog.
Right? People think he might be a dog, but not quite sure. You know he's got other names? He started off, he was called George Geef for a while, which was not very good. He was called Goofus D. Dog, which is not very good. Goofus D. Dog obviously became Goofy, right? Yes?
Pluto, I heard that they actually made it a planet, and now it's supposed
to be a planet. Okay, you know what? This is good information. I don't know. We have to go talk to science, because I know for a while Pluto was a planet, then it wasn't a planet, now it is a planet, then it wasn't a planet. I don't even know. I know one thing pretty good. This is about it. Yes?
Sometimes Pluto's color is red, and other times it's green.
Interesting. I didn't even know that. Did you find that from the internet, from your research?
I watched a video, I don't know what it was called, but it was one of the Mickey Mouse short films.
Okay.
It was the recent one, and then I saw one from one of the first Technicolor ones, and it was red.
Okay. Two more facts, and then we're going to play some trivia. Is that cool with you guys?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Mickey's ears don't actually move.
His ears don't actually move. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Where'd you get that from?
When he turns his head,
I like that. That's kind of like mouse ears. I like them. Yeah, cool. All right, one more fact. Who wants to give me one more fact? Yes.
Mickey's best-selling video game was Epic Mickey, the first one.
Okay. I was talking to somebody earlier. I don't remember who did the video game. Have any of you played Epic Mickey?
Oh, I had two.
Wow, I feel old all of a sudden. So that's for a video game system called the Disney Wii. You guys remember the Wii?
Yeah.
So Epic Mickey, he was armed. You know, they have nunchucks for, like, the Wii.
Yeah.
And he had a tool.
Paintbrush.
A paintbrush. And the paintbrush was rubber-tipped, and then it would light up with different colors. So that was Mickey's. So what was his, like, in the game? He had a paintbrush, but what did he have to kind of use for the game?
Didn't he have Oswald next to him?
He had Oswald in the game, but, like, you know how, like, in a video game you might have, like, tools or something or, like, a weapon? What did he have? A paintbrush and... He had paint thinner to erase people and erase things, and a paintbrush to create as he's going along. Okay, so we're gonna go through some trivia. What time do we end here?
We're at about like 20 after.
Okay, so we got 20 minutes or so. Am I missing anything? Do you guys want to talk about anything before I go on to this, Mr. Van Swole? Was there something that you wanted to touch base on?
No, we're.
Very good.
Pretty well right now.
Very good. Okay, so we're going to make this really easy. We're going to divide the class like this. Okay, so everybody on the side of my two purple guys right here, you're on this side, and everybody else, you're on this side. You got two teams, okay? So, Mr. Van Swole, can I put you in track of keeping the right answers and keeping balance and order in the forests here?
Keeping track of who
yeah. So when I say a question like how do you spell Mickey, all right, I need you guys to raise your hand, and the first person that he sees, he's going to call on. And if you get it right, you're getting the point here. And then if you're going to raise your hand first, so I'm going to put Mr. Van Swole in a little
it
pressure.
It says already yeah. Mickey up
there. Yeah, that was an example. Don't worry. I got good ones, all right? And the winner will get... They're suckers. But before we do that, I want to talk about one thing, okay? I want to talk about one thing, and I'm going to actually give something to Mr. Van Swole for today. So, you guys, anyone in your house, or do you guys have a Mickey Mouse watch? Anyone have a Mickey Mouse watch? No? You broke it? Okay.
Wristwatch.
Oh, I bet you it's a nice old one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a few Mickey Mouse watches, and I should have brought them, but you know what? I'm not a big watch guy, and I don't have the battery in them, so they really didn't, they weren't working in working shape today. But here's what I want to read you. So Mickey Mouse in his watch, hang on, let me finally find the piece for you here. So, they had a meeting. Walt And his brother? His brother, anybody know his brother's name?
Oh. I could figure it out right now. I have it on the slide.
Okay, well, I'm going to help you. So Walt was the creative guy. He thought about things, the parks, the characters, the comic strips. But he had a brother that helped him with the money and figure everything out, like all the dirty work on the background that needed to be taken care of. And his brother's name was Roy. All right, so remember, his brother's name was Roy. So they had a meeting with a marketing and sales executive named Herman Kamen. And Herman said, "Hey guys, I know you're struggling." I'm paraphrasing, which means I'm kind of speaking out of turn here. "Can I help you guys? Let me sign up for a little bit of money, and then give me the rights to your character, and I will go put your character on everything." That's why you see Mickey on everything nowadays, right? So we're going to put it on watches. We're going to put it on tablets. We're going to put it on clothes. We're going to put it on stuffed animals. We're going to put it everywhere. And so he put it on watches. But what was the first thing that Mickey appeared on? Anybody know this?
Watch?
Nope.
The
Planes World War II? Nope. Good guess, though.
Stuffed animals?
No. Good guess. Really good guess.
Sure.
It's even more boring than that.
Piece of paper.
Yes. On a tablet of paper. That was the first thing that Mickey ever appeared on. But Mickey went and appeared on watches. That became really popular. The watches were introduced something close to you guys don't realize. They were introduced in a World's Fair. To the first time the public in the 1933 World's Fair, which was located
Chicago.
You're right. You didn't even know it. You were right. In Chicago. So the first time a Mickey Mouse watch ever appeared in public was a 1933 World's Fair in Chicago. Okay? So I found something. I'm a history guy myself, and I'm going to give it to Mr. Van Swole. It's going to be in his classroom. This is an official spoon, and I'm going to pass it around for you guys. From the 1933 World's Fair in Chicago, this spoon is like a souvenir they sold. This is like 80 years old. But I want Mr. Van Swole to have it. And this has actually got a picture here of the administration building from the 1933 World's Fair. Go ahead and pass it around and look at it. I want Mr. Van Swole to have it because that spoon, that was when they showed the Mickey Mouse watch for the first time. All right, buddy?
Thank you.
You got it. You guys ready to start the trivia?
Yeah.
You ready? Oh, yeah. These are the holiday flavored Dum Dums. I don't know if you guys like the holiday flavored Dum Dums. Is that okay with you?
No, they're good, boys.
Is that good?
Oh, all right, we'll move down to the trivia.
Okay. Do you have a fact?
Yeah, a fact.
Okay, one more. Go ahead.
He had two other brothers, and one of them ran away and never came back.
Really? Yeah. What were their names?
I don't know their names, but I in fourth grade, we did this thing. Like, we had to act out a thing. And mine was Walt Disney. And
okay.
One of that time.
Where was he born? Where was Walt Disney born?
Wait. It was right out of Chicago. It was in Illinois.
No, you're right. It was in Chicago. He was born in Chicago. Where did he grow up? Did he grow up in Chicago?
No.
Where did he grow up? Anybody? This is a hard one. This is not an easy one.
Germany?
No. That'd be far. Where?
California?
No, but great guess, because he ends up there. Where did he grow up and spend his childhood?
Kansas.
You're close. You're closer than you think.
North Dakota?
No.
Ohio?
No.
Arkansas?
No. No. So here's where he grew up. So I'm gonna kind of paint you a map with my finger. Here we go. We got Chicago, right? We got Springfield. We got St. Louis. We got Kansas City. Halfway in between and off the expressway is a little town called Marceline. And he grew up in this little town called Marceline. You know how many stoplights they had? I probably am wrong, but I think.
Zero.
One. They had one stoplight in their town in Marceline. And that's where he was a kid. And then he went and he worked in Kansas City. And then he left for California. And you know the story, Mr. Van Swole? How did he leave for California? What did he have in his possession?
Didn't know this, but I don't remember calling.
And my facts are, my facts are probably wrong too, so don't take this as like the absolute truth. He had one suitcase and he had $30 in his pocket. And he left for California. And he was determined he was gonna make a start in California. And that's where he started off with. Let's talk about taking a risk, right? It's pretty crazy. Yes?
So
Are they
going to
build a Disney World in Chicago?
Oh, I'd love it. Right? Wouldn't you love that?
Yeah.
They were going to build one in St. Louis. Do you know that? Here's the crazy thing about St. Louis. They were going to build one, and they were going to put it in a dome. It was going to be covered because St. Louis, why would they do that in St. Louis? Why was it going to be in a dome?
Snow? Or
yeah. The weather, like today, would you guys want to go to a theme park? Well, yeah, we all would because we're all crazy and we want to go see the theme park, right?
Yeah.
But normal people, maybe our moms and dads, they're not going to want to go to a theme park when it's cold. So they were going to put this in a dome, right? All right. So again, here's my dividing line right here.
Why didn't they build it?
You know, there's a lot of reasons why. This is probably a side. This is what I'm good at, is taking them off on tangents, Tim. So I apologize, Mr. Van Swole. I'll tell you why. So this is probably older than your age, but it's important to know this too. So when you think of the city of St. Louis, as you get older, there's a very famous person who has a very famous business in St. Louis. Anyone know what that is?
Was it the Warner Brothers?
No.
Oh, okay.
Something completely different. You're not even thinking the right way. Anybody? Anybody? His name was August Busch. Yes.
There's a brewery there. Budweiser.
There's a Budweiser brewery, Budweiser beer.
We went to the stadium.
Right? Okay, yes. St. Louis Cardinals. All right, so anyways, so he's like the big shot of St. Louis for years, and he's got the Budweiser brewery. So Walt came down and said, "We need this location. It's right on the river. We can display America. We're going to go and make this indoor park for you. It's going to be magnificent." And he said, "Wonderful. We're going to sell Budweiser beer." And Walt said, "No, you aren't. We don't sell beer in Walt Disney World. We won't sell beer in your property." And then Mr. August Busch, who owned the Budweiser brewery, says, "Hang on. You're not going to sell beer?" "No, we're not going to sell beer." And that was it. It was over as soon as it started because they weren't going to sell beer in his park. And that's the honest reason why they never got going. All right, you ready? Here we go. So remember, I'm gonna give a question. Raise your hand. Mr. Van Swole is gonna find out who raised their hand first. If you get it, you get a point for your team. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Mickey's original name was.
What was it?
Who's had it? And it's lost.
People. All right, then we have to give the other side a chance.
Lucy, did you have your hand up?
No.
Okay, I don't know what the next one was. Deanna, go ahead.
Mortimer, 1 point. All right. All right, so this is an easy one, all right? And this is more of a fact than it is trivia. When you're old enough to vote, you can vote for any candidate you want. You can vote for Mr. Van Swole for president. I recommend that later on in your life. But if you didn't want to vote for Mr. Van Swole, you could write in a candidate's name. Do you know that Mickey Mouse is the most popular write-in candidate in all the elections? Whenever there's an election, Mickey Mouse is the most popular choice for everybody who writes it in. So that wasn't trivia, that's just a fact. Okay? What was Mickey Mouse's first words?
I think, oh, I'm not sure.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. All right. You might need to keep a ledger, Mr. Van Swole. You might need to keep a ledger. All right.
Thank you.
All right, so here's interesting fact and trivia. Mickey wears white gloves. Okay?
No.
Hang on.
I didn't even tell you the question.
There you go. Why? Why does he wear white gloves? Think about this. Think, why does he wear white gloves?
I don't know. We'll go. Get right in front of
him. Because his hands were black, so you couldn't see what his hands were doing. Like,
bam!
What was it?
The answer is right. Black and white animation that his hands wouldn't show up against his body. Pretty interesting, right?
Nice job.
All right.
Eagle.
All right. So Mickey Mouse was the first cartoon character to earn a star where?
Oh, yes.
Alexis.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Walk of Fame.
Yes.
Boom. She got it. Very good. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Mickey Mouse has only four fingers. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's because Walt Disney didn't want to put five fingers on his hand. Why? This is interesting.
Yeah.
He looked too much like a human, and his gloves were being weird.
It's kind of right, but it's not 100% right. This is going to be a tough one. This is a tough one.
I have a question.
Anybody?
We don't.
It's okay if you don't got it. This is a tough one. Go ahead.
Because mice don't have five fingers.
It's even easier than that. It's simpler than that. Go ahead.
Wait.
Yeah.
It's harder to edit?
No. These are all good choices, though.
Did he not use his hands this much?
No. Mr. Van Swole, you got your big Mickey hand there?
Yep.
All right, so I want you guys to look closely, and then I'll tell you the answer, because this is going to be a tough one. You see how big and chubby those fingers are?
Yeah.
Oh, Walt Disney, when he put this together with five, he said, I can't make five fingers. It looks like a giant bunch of bananas on his hand. So that was the answer. He thought it looked like a bunch of bananas. That's why he only uses four. Okay? All right.
That's kind of the standard for cartoons from all companies today, isn't it?
Well, I imagine so. It's just so big.
Yeah.
All right. This is an easy one. Easy. So you're going to have to pay attention for this one. Mickey's girlfriend's name.
Oh, geez. I have no idea. We'll go with Elise.
I'm sorry? Minnie.
Yes.
Good. All right. This 1928 animated short is considered to be the debut of Mickey Mouse. Yes. Yes. This orange yellow dog is Mickey's loyal pet.
That was Nathan.
Yeah.
All right, Nathan.
Goofy.
No! Oh my God! Pluto!
Oh. Go ahead.
Pluto.
That's all right. Good guess, though. Good guess. All right. So here we go. This former American president once jokingly referred to Mickey as the world leader who has bigger ears than me. What president said that?
JFK.
No. Hey, oh, you know what? Actually, I should go to this side since you got it wrong. Anybody here? What former president? No. Anybody? I'll give you all a hint. You're thinking too far back. Really too far back. Who got the... Yeah, you guys. Yeah.
Barack Obama
said that. All right. For the first 20 years of Mickey's career, who did his voice? Who voiced Mickey Mouse? Oh, think about this.
I don't know. We've got hands going up and down.
We need a hand.
Walt Disney
did the voice. Very good. All right. We talked about this one, so we got to hustle here, guys. I apologize. In the 1940 film, in which he played a sorcerer's apprentice, Mickey made his feature film debut. What was it called?
Fantasia.
Very good. All right, this is a tough one because I don't know if you've seen this movie, but if you haven't, that's Chris's assignment for you guys. Go home and see this movie. In this 1988 live-action animated film, this is the only film that Mickey and Bugs Bunny appear together. All right? It's a classic. It's one of my favorites.
Space Jam?
No. 1988. No? Anybody? Anybody? All right, I'll give you a hint. It starts off with the words, who framed?
Oh, I was going to guess.
The girl in the corner.
Elsa framed Roger Rabbit.
Who framed Roger Rabbit? Yes. And if you've not ever seen that movie, go rent it. It's awesome. It still looks as good today as it did back then. You'll love it. It's a good movie. All right. Here we go. Ready? Last question. Where are we at?
From 6 to 4.
7-4.
Oh, man. Oh, this one's worth 3 for a tie, okay? This is a three. All right.
I'll keep my hands down.
This big, loud character is often thought of as Mickey's nemesis.
Cameron.
Pete. Yay! All right, guys. Mr. Vanswell, how much time do we have? About a minute.
About a minute.
You guys are all great. Here, take a Christmas dumb. Guys, I love being here with you guys today. Thank you for sharing your information with me.
Okay, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to reach out to us or you have a comment, feel free to reach us on Twitter, on Instagram, and most easily on Facebook. You can find our show page as The Dub D-Dub Review on Facebook. And I have one last favor to ask. If you enjoyed today's show or last week's show, or you've gone back and you've listened to our catalog of shows, would you consider giving us a review? So if you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, you'll find the review section pretty easy at the top of the page. Or if you found it on Stitcher or Podomatic, I would hope they have a review section. And that would be a Christmas gift to us. So we'd appreciate you doing that if you leave us a review. And again, if you have any comments, we'd love to hear them. We're approaching New Year, so we want to wish everybody a healthy and prosperous New Year. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.